Let us commence the worship of God this Lord's Day by reading together hymn number 120. Hymn 120. With joy we meditate the grace of our High Priest above. His heart is made of tenderness, his bowels melt with love. Touched with a sympathy within, he knows our feeble frame. He knows what sore temptations mean, but he has felt the same. But, spotless, innocent and pure, the great Redeemer stood, while Satan's fiery darts he bore and did resist to blood. He, in the days of feeble flesh, poured out his cries with tears, and in his measure feels afresh what every member hears. He'll ne'er quench the smoking flax, but raise it to a flame. The bruised reed he never breaks, nor scorns the meanest name. Then let our humble faith address his mercy and his power. We shall obtain delivering grace in the distressing hour. Let us read together from the Word of God, from three portions of Scripture. The first is in the Gospel of Matthew, the chapter 25, verses 1 to 13. Matthew 25, verses 1 to 13. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with them, him, into the marriage. And the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." And our second reading is Psalm number 130, Psalm 130. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Now, last reading is Paul's epistle to the Thessalonians, chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5. But at the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they say, for when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labour among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesyings, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. May the Lord bless to us the reading of his word and help us to pray. kind and ever merciful and gracious Lord God, it is indeed thy mercy and kindness and goodness that our lives are spared, that we see the light and dawn of another Sabbath day. And we thank thee, dear Lord, for thy kindness and thy mercy. Lord, even in these dark and tribulation days that we live in, Lord, yet thou hast seen fit to make a way whereby, Lord, we may still gather together round thy word in our homes with this modern technology that we have. So, Lord, whilst we're very tried and concerned, dear Lord, we have still so much to be truly thankful for. Lord, we do thank thee that there is still a throne of grace, that there is still a footstool of mercy. And we do pray, dear Lord, that thou art help us to use it. And Lord, to come to thee, we pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt then help us this day, Lord, that we may indeed worship thee in spirit and in truth, yea, in the very beauties of holiness. We pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt bless this means of grace unto us, so that, Lord, that this day doesn't pass by just as any other day, but, Lord, that it may be a day to be remembered. The day when the Lord Jesus visits our soul, the day when the word of thy grace is applied with divine power and unction unto us. We may know then the blessing of God that makes rich, adding no sorrow therewith. We do pray thou look down from the height of thy heavenly sanctuary and behold a few poor sinners, the Lord, that are gathered around thy word, Lord, up and down our land in similar ways, Lord, to we undertake ourselves now. But we do pray, Lord, thy blessing to rest upon thy word this day. Lord, wherever thy people are gathered, wherever they're not gathered, Lord, with any, some of them, Lord, are all alone, but oh, that they may not be alone. The Lord, that thou art condescend to visit at the various homes of the children of thy people. They may feel and know something of thy blessed, gracious presence, even this day. Oh, it's been able to say, the Lord was there. The Lord was with me. Lord, we do pray for this, the Lord to be with us. Then, dear Lord, do help us. We would and do indeed bow our head before thee in confession of all our sin and all our guilt and all our transgressions. And Lord, and before we start looking at others in this world and our own land and nation, Lord, we must indeed, as thou hast bidden by thy servant, the prophet Ezekiel, turn thine eyes within, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. Lord, do help us to examine ourselves before thee in the light and upon the sacred page of thy word. Lord, we pray thou grant to us that true godly sorrow repentance over our sin. Lord, we're a member of the family. We're a member, Lord, of the Church of God. We're a member, Lord, of the nation. And Lord, in the sins that we see in others, oh, give us, Lord, that grace to see those same sins in ourselves. Lord, because thou hast made all hearts alike and all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. Give us grace to say, search me, O God, and try me, and know my heart, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Oh, we do need thee to lead us, Lord, in that way of everlasting life. Gracious Lord, do bless. Dear Lord, thou knowest just how each Lord has come, Lord, to the service today. Lord, oh, show me some token, Lord, for good. Lord, has that been the cry? Is that the request? Is that the petition? Oh, may, Lord, there be the answers of peace, the answers of love and mercy, thy loving kindness, thy goodness. Lord, thou hast promised, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Oh, that there may be some souls filled this day, indeed with the righteousness of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, to know their pardon sealed and peace with God. Lord, do come, open the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing upon us, Lord. Not because we're worthy, because we're not. And Lord, and we never shall be worthy in and of ourselves. But oh, we plead that worthy name of Jesus, that name which is above every name. But Lord, the name that dear Peter said, Lord, to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Then, Lord, do bless. We do pray, Lord, for the church congregation at the Dicker. We ask thee, Lord, to remember them indeed and bless them indeed and bless them abundantly with thy love and thy mercy. Be very gracious unto them, we pray thee. Oh, do we strengthen them, establish them in the truth as it is in Jesus. Oh, and fit and prepare each and every one, from the eldest right down to the youngest, Lord, for heaven and for glory. Oh, to know pardon sealed peace with God. Lord, do graciously help. And then, Lord, we ask thee to remember and bless the dear pastor, his dear one, undertake for them and go before them, Lord, be with them, be near them, be gracious to them, we pray. Blessedly help him still to go forth to preach Jesus Christ and him crucified, to point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. May those souls for his hire and seals to his ministry. Lord, thou hast maintained him these many years through the ministry of thy word. And we pray, dear Lord, thou be with him still. Remember, dear Lord, the children, the young ones at the Dicker, Lord, who bless them and elsewhere. Lord, we do pray thou bless their souls. Go before them, Lord, in life's pathway and the untrodden steps. It may be, Lord, that some of them, Lord, at school or university were expecting to take some exams shortly, and perhaps all that's been put on hold because of this virus. We pray, dear Lord, that thou art help them. Lord, thou indeed make thy goodness pass before them. And Lord, and do sanctify these things even to them, dear Lord, that they may turn to thee and pray for thy help, Lord, for thee to appear, to make thy goodness pass before them in the way, and oh, that they may prove and know that thou art a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. Oh, Lord, we pray then that thou be very near. We ask thee to remember those in age and infirmity and weakness and afflictions past, put thy hand and heal and restore where consistent to thy will. We think, Lord, of various ones. Some, Lord, may be in some difficulties because of the lack of work, because of the virus, Lord. We pray thou supply their need. Maybe, Lord, others, Lord, there's some, Lord, of thy people here and there that they're afflicted, Lord, and they're afflicted in the mind. Lord, we do pray for them, do appear for them, do graciously help them. And Lord, do bless. And others, Lord, why they have other afflictions, Lord, besides the coronavirus. We pray that thou remember them and heal and restore and sanctify. Some, Lord, it may be, we don't know, but there may be some broken bones, maybe falls, Lord, they need thy healing hand to be upon them. Lord, then do graciously help. Hear these our prayers. Lord, we would turn and pray for our nation. Lord, at this time, we pray for our Prime Minister. We understand that he hopes to return to Downing Street and take charge again. And we pray, Lord, thou help him, direct him, keep him. Lord, and oh, that this virus, that the illness that he has had, oh, that it may have a gracious effect upon him. We do pray thee, oh, that it may be truly sanctified. Oh, Lord, we would love to hear. We might not, but we'd love to hear, Lord, that he desires to render praise and thanksgiving to thee for the mercy of being restored. We pray for the government, Lord, that would help them in the various decisions that have to be made. Do lead and guide them and direct them. We think of our doctors and nurses and all the ancillary staff. Lord, do help them and be very gracious to them. And dear Lord, there are some of thy people. Lord, their doctors, their nurses. Lord, they need preservation. Lord, we all need preservation. But Lord, these are more exposed to this virus. We pray thou watch over them. Lord, as those have got near and dear ones engaged in these things, Lord, do help them. Lord, help us each, Lord, to commit one another into thy hand. And oh, and pray thou make thy goodness pass before. And then, Lord, we think, Lord, of the 20,000 plus, Lord, that have lost near and dear ones in our land. Oh, that it may be sanctified. Lord, there may be a turning to God and to godliness. Lord, do hear prayer. Prayer thy people, Lord, that this virus, Lord, oh, that it may not leave us as it found us. Oh, that may leave us, Lord, may we be found at thy footstool. Dear Lord, do hear our prayer. Accept then our thanks for all thy kindness and mercy and all thy goodness. And pray thee, Lord, thou be with us. We need thee. We need thy help, the aid of thy spirit. We pray thee, Lord, that fulfill thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then come, dear Lord, and open one's mouth and touch my lip to that live coal from off that heavenly altar. So we plead with the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. God willing, your pastor will preach on Thursday evening in the place of Mr. Ashby. Let's continue now by this reading hymn number 737. 737. Gracious Lord, incline thine ear. My request vouchsafe to hear. Hear my never-ceasing cry, give me Christ, or else I die. Wealth and honour I disdain, earthly comforts, Lord, are vain. These can never satisfy, give me Christ, or else I die. Lord, deny me what thou wilt, only ease me of my guilt. Suppliant at thy feet I lie, give me Christ, or else I die. All unholy, and unclean. I am nothing else but sin. On thy mercy I rely. Give me Christ, or else I die. Thou dost freely save the lost. In thy grace alone I trust. With my earnest suit comply. Give me Christ, or else I die. Thou dost promise to forgive all who in thy Son believe. Lord, I know thou canst not lie. Give me Christ, or else I die. In dependence upon the Lord for all needed help, I ask your very prayerful attention to the book of Leviticus, chapter 24, and the second verse. Leviticus chapter 24 and verse 2. Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually. Leviticus 24 verse 2. Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light to cause the lamps to burn continually. One has been very, very tried about bringing this word before you this morning. And the main reason is because I preached from it, but the other day, in the one day last week. And I thought, well, people have heard this, but I suppose those listening to me this morning, the vicar, have not heard it before. And if anybody is listening that heard me the other day, then I do pray that there may be something that will be new to you. I do need the Lord's help with it. Whilst I preached from it the other day, I don't seem to be able to recall much what I said then. But I start here. Here there's this command that the Lord speaks to Moses to command the children of Israel that they should bring this pure oil on it. Now, here was a command in the first place. Command the children of Israel. Friends, it wasn't and it isn't an option. It is a command. Yeah. It's a command for the Lord's people to do something. And in doing it, they will know and have and receive the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. That's the first comment to make. The second, friends, is this, that why here, these chapters here is all about what and how the tabernacle and the temple was to be bought and how, what's been made of and what was to be brought and used and what they were to make. Yes, and what they were to do. But here was a command for them to do something. Others, they're to make something. Now they're to do something. Is that something, a word to someone here this morning, listening in? There's a command for you to do something. To do something. You know what the Lord has told you. You know how the Lord's instructed you. friends, and I'm going to say this. And if you love me, keep my commandments. There's a command, and there's something for you to do. I leave that with you. I just hope that you don't rest very well tonight until this thing has been done. Yes. Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the night. There was this the necessity for oil, and it was to be the pure oil olive beaten for the light. As I understand that in these old days, back here in Bible days, there was where these olives were gathered together and they were put in a press, and the press was wound down, and these olives would break, and they would allow the oil olive to run out. You see, that was the way it was beaten. And this pure oil olive ran out. Yes. Oh, you and I may think and feel that you're in trial. Oh, this, oh, but what do, trials, what do they do? What should they do? They will drive us to the throne of grace, to the footstool of mercy. Yeah. And that's where there's this pure oil olive. It's brought out. It's squeezed out of our hearts. You know, we come into some extremities, do we not? Yeah, my mind just goes to that dear woman in the gospel. Yes, in Matthew, is it 15? I think it is. Yes, there's the dear woman. Why? What she, a trial that she'd got. She got a poor, demented daughter. And it brought her to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, and she was a Syrophoenician woman by nation. Yes. He came, yes, to seek and to save the lost. Dear soul, but it brought her to the Lord. Dear soul, her trial, her difficulty. Oh, how severe it was. Why, no one could do anything. Dear soul, is that how you feel this morning? You got something. No one can do anything. Oh, you know, there's that hymn, those hymns are bring it to the Lord in prayer. Yes, and this is where this pure oil olive goes. Yes, and this old, when you and I get down there on our knees and we pray to the God of heaven for the Lord to appear. Yes, to go then to the house of God. Yes, and this old, and then your dear pastor or the minister, he comes just where you were, and why you think, I could never have thought it could have come where I was. No, friends. You want the Lord's servants to speak to your poor, never dying soul. Yes, but dear soul, you and I first have got to get to that throne of grace, to that footstool of mercy. Oh, so there's a pouring out, there's a pouring in. Yeah, I say, you pouring out, yes, your heart before the Lord. And then there's a pouring in of the blessed Holy Spirit, of the Lord's servant, of the blessed Holy Spirit into that servant to speak to your soul. Why, and this poor woman there, she comes to the Lord with all her need, a desperate need. Yes, dear soul, and what a need it was. Ah, yes, but you know, see, the disciples, they say, Lord, send her away. She troubleth us. Oh, what seemed to be perhaps a very selfish attitude. They wanted the Lord alone. Did they not want to share his goodness and his mercy? Did they not want the world to know what he has done for their soul? Oh, and he answers this woman not a word. Oh, and these disciples say, send her away. He says, oh, do you know what it is to receive, as it were, rebuke after rebuke, to be set aside, to be trodden on? Yes. But he says to these disciples that I'm not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's what he came for. The lost sheep of the house of Israel. Oh, this dear woman doesn't take offense at that. No. Why? She stands for why? She's here at the throne of grace. What's God's word? Call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver. Sinner, his delays are not his denials. Pray thou canst or canst not speak, but pray with faith in Jesus' name. Yeah, so here's the first point. Ah, you see, she went on. Let's finish this. Why it is, oh, ah, but yes, Master, but the Lord said to her, it's not meat to cast the children's bread, to cast it to dogs. Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table. It's Lord, help me. Yes, friends. And then you say, when help comes, yes, she goes home and her daughter is made whole from that very hour. Yes, dear soul. And she no doubt rejoiced with her daughter that she was healed, that she was restored. And dear soul, and have not some of you at times been in a similar situation where the Lord has mercifully appeared? Oh, yes, and he makes all his goodness pass before us in the way. Ah, yes, dear soul, and this is bringing this pure oil beaten for the light. Yes, to cause the lamps to burn continually. Yes, yes, dear soul. And on, why, there are very, very many things, are there not? Yes, that will cause the lamps to burn continually. Circumstances in your life and mine, yes, dear soul. And why, you know, there's dear Hannah. Dear soul. Where's she? She's gone up to the house of God. Yes. But she's not a happy soul. She's a very, very cast down soul. Very cast down. Is that how you feel this morning, sinner? Cast down. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. Yes, who is the health, my counters, and my God. Yes, dear, for I shall yet praise him. You see, that dear woman that we mentioned just a moment ago, why, you see, she didn't give up. She stood her ground. What does the hymn writer say? I can no denial take whilst I plead for Jesus' sake. Yes, it's his name, it's his honour, his glory that's at stake. And it was so here with dear Hannah, was it not? Why? Yes. You see, Eli judges this woman to be so wrong, doesn't he? Why? Here she is, and you know, it reads here like this, doesn't it? That here she is in the temple, and she's praying here, and here's Eli sitting by a seat of the temple of the Lord, and here's this woman in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. But you know, you notice this well further down there. It was only her lips moved. She spoke within her heart. Tis all. Is that how you feel? Is only your lips that move? Ah, you think you dare not open your mouth? But there's, oh, what does Samuel say elsewhere to us? The Lord looketh upon the heart. Yes, there's, oh, he looks upon the heart. He knows, he sees the distress, the anguish. Yes, why this great concern of this woman was why we see the distress. The reason being, she was barren. She couldn't bring forth children. Oh, and her heart would go out to such. And the Lord had mercifully appeared. But, yes, dear soul, he makes his goodness pass before us. And dear soul, and there's this. He's too wise to err and too good to be unkind. When sore afflictions on me lie, he is, though I am blind, too wise to be mistaken, oh, too good to be unkind. And so here, yes, oh, this again. See, she prays. Eli judges her wrong. Suppose she's drunk, put away thy wine from thee. Oh, how she answers him, no, my Lord. I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Is there someone listening this morning? That this is true of you. You poured out your soul before the Lord. When Eli realizes his mistake. He says, go in peace. The God be granted thy petition that was asked of him. You see, there was this oil. This oil that was squeezed out of her heart. I read just now about those five foolish virgins. You see, those wise virgins, they had experiences like Hannah. They had experiences like that dear woman in the gospel that we've already mentioned. But then there were these others, these five unwise virgins. They got no oil. They'd got no experience. They'd got no dealings with the Lord. They knew it all in the head. And that was as far as it went. Oh, friends, that you and I may not be like that. But oh, that we may have that good thing in our heart toward the Lord God of Israel. What does one say? Afflictions make us see what else would escape our sight, how very foul and dim are we, and him, how pure and bright. It's these trials, these afflictions, these sorrows, these all that bring us to the throne of grace. Yes, they fail to be crushing us. You feel to be crushed under the weight and the burden of them. You think, I just cannot go on. But what does it do? It breaks the heart and marble of your heart and mine. And that oil of his grace runs out and it fills those golden pipes and they light the lamps and the blessed Holy Spirit sends answers of peace to your poor and ever dying soul. Soul of mine, so that we say, why me, O blessed God, why such a wretch as I, who must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free. Yes, yes, oh, this, this is the world. Yes, this, this, oh, that is to bring forth this pure oil, olive, beaten for the light. Yes, there's perhaps many, many more, things, in providence. Yes, whereby it is, oh, these things are beaten for the light. I don't know why, but this has just come to my mind. It's totally unpremeditated altogether. I didn't think of it the other night. That just come there. You know, sometimes there's someone that has got something laid in their heart. Well, I'll come straight to the point. There was a dear woman in the Dicker Chapel some years ago. Oh, dear old Doris Hickman. Yes, my late mother-in-law. And she had a burden. And she carried this burden. Oh, and she poured out this time and time again before the Lord. Why? Because there was someone there in the congregation that she carried an exercise about. And that man was to go and preach. Yes. Oh, and how she laid this time and time again before the Lord. And the day came, so he went, I'm not sure the full details of it all now, but you know, this dear soul was the means, the final means of causing Mr. Eric Funnell to go forward into the ministry of the Word of God. Oh, friends, yes. Yes, this is pure oil olive, whereby you can give the Lord no rest until these things are done and accomplished. Now, why I've said that, I don't know. But is there someone there in the church, in the congregation at Dicker that carries such a burden of bearing up some soul before the Lord? And yes, and is there one there sitting in the pew? Is, oh, the time's coming when you're going to not sit in the pew. When you're going to get up into that pulpit and declare what the Lord has done for your poor never dying soul. Oh, and to point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold, the way to God. I bring forth this pure oil olive. Oh, that perhaps leads me to think of this as well. And this is unpremeditated. Why I'm taking this line of thought, I don't know. But again, yes, we've spoken about someone then there with an exercise of the ministry. And now then, is there someone else? Is there others there exercised about the ordinances of God's house? Yes, dear soul. And you'll find, yes, when you come forward and speak to his honor, glory and praise, you'll find there that was one another that was praying that you might come. Yes. You won't be a surprise. You might be a surprise to some, but you won't be a surprise to all. And there, you say there's this pure oil of it, olive. Yes, it is, Harlan. Oh, you know, you just cannot tell. We don't know who's praying for us. We don't know who's praying for us. There was an old soul in Croydon, Bethesda years ago. Yes. And I was there at Croydon at the time at West Street. And this dear lady was well one night, and she had a call for help. Oh, this old lady said to this girl, "You were out late last night, weren't you?" She said, "Yes." She said, "I was at Elizabeth and Richard's home." "Oh," she said, "yes." She said, "I'm always praying for him." Ah, friends, we don't know. We've got no idea. This old, but it's those feeble desires, those wishes so weak as Jesus inspires and bids thee still say, yes, oh, to bring forth his pure oil olive, that these lamps might burn continually, that Lord's name might be honored and glorified in the midst. But let's come to some other things. There's pure oil olive. Bring the pure oil olive beaten for the light. Yes, dear soul. Have you got a burden? A burden of all your sin and all your iniquity. You know, maybe. Well, it will be. It's the blessed Holy Spirit that'll put it there. Oh, the wind bloweth where it listeth. There hears the sound thereof, that cannot tell whence it cometh or whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Is all, yes. And you're burdened with your sin and your iniquity, with your transgressions, with your faults, with your failings, with your transgressions, your backslidings, your sins of omission, your sins of commission. Oh, and you come. Yes, and you understand, you begin to understand a little what Paul wrote there in Romans. Oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this sin and death? Yes, dear soul. Oh, yes. And but where does it take you? Did it take you into the Gospel of Luke, dear soul? Where you read about two of the men that went into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican? Are you the Pharisee or are you the publican? Are you the one that thinks you're all right? Or are you the one that thinks you're all totally, utterly wrong? Are you the one that thanks God that you're not as other men are? Or are you the one that pleads for mercy? Because it's the one that pleads for mercy is the one that brings this pure oil olive into the house of God to cause that lamp to burn continually. Yes, dear soul. And yes, he prayed, didn't he? Yes. What did I say earlier? What Samuel said? God looketh upon the heart. And this dear man, why? Yes, he was ashamed of himself. Are you ashamed? You ashamed? Ashamed because of your catalogue of sin and iniquity? Oh, and you come in, and you bow your head down. Yes, and you can only pray that prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, yes. And it's been squeezed, it's been wrung out. Yes, there's this pure oil olive, it's been beaten. Oh, and this oil is dripping out, running out of the bottom. Yes, and it's running into the golden pipes. Yes, that cause the lamp to burn continually. Hard, yes, dear soul, that, you say, if God be merciful to me, a sinner. And what was the words of Jesus? And this man, yes, This man went down to his house justified rather than the other. Yes, and what is it that Paul tells us about this, of whom he justified here in Romans chapter 8? He tells us this, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom justified, them he also glorified. Yes, oh, yes, you see, this man went down to his justified in the name of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Poor I am, despised for God, yet Jesus my Lord forgets me not. Oh, blessed be his glorious name. Yes, sinner. And they bring unto him the pure oil olive beaten for the light. Now, there's another point we must make. Yes. There's this pure oil olive beaten for the light. I may be coming back to care to give a gentle knock to someone again. Why, Hebrews 13. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. Yes, David speaks about his sin and his iniquity. Oh, and the sacrifices of the heart are a broken spirit, a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Yes, but you know, there's the sacrifice of praise as well. Yes, and sacrifices, why, they cost something, don't they? Dear soul, is it going to cost you anything? Dear soul, but when you weigh what the Lord requires you to do, what is your cost compared with his cost? Let's repeat it again. Yes, hymn 144. And what is it the dear hymn writer says to us there? Lo, glad I come. And thou, blessed Lamb, shall take me to thee as I am. Nothing but sin I thee can give. Nothing but love shall I receive. Here's the praise. Here's the sacrifice of praise. Then will I tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour I have found. I'll point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold, the way to God. Yeah. Oh, yes, human tongues are done our best. Yes, to express the praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. Oh, what shall I do? Is that what another hymn writer says, doesn't he? In hymn 408, he says to us there, oh, what shall I do, my Saviour to praise? So faithful and true, so plenteous in grace, so strong to deliver, so good to redeem the weakest believer that hangs upon him. Yes, dear, what shall I do, my Saviour to praise? Yes, the psalmist said, I will take the cup of thy salvation. Yes, and I will mention thy name. Yea, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. Yes, dear soul, all these blessed things that the dear Lord has done and for his dear people. Oh, blessed be his name. You see, the Apostle Paul, he writes to us here in the first chapter of the Ephesians, does he not? He says here in verse 15, wherefore I also, after I heard your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Listen, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints. Yes, dear soul. Oh, there's these things, dear soul. Ah, yes. This bring unto thee pure oil, olive, beaten for the... Now, I had this thought come to me this morning. Very simple, but I hope it illustrates this point. There's pure oil, olive, beaten for light, for the lamps to burn continually. See, you know, the point was, you see, the Lord will ever have a people to, this people shall show forth my praise. This people shall show forth my praise. But I was going to say this. Some of you might know, but perhaps not many. But last year, January, I was struck down, or so struck with, a very severe sciatica pain. And if any of you have had it, you know what I mean, being severe. Well, after about 3-4 months, having been to a physiotherapist and exercises, it went. And what did I do? I left off the exercises. No need to carry on with that. But then January this year, I have sciatica again. And as a result, I went again to the physiotherapist. And she said to me, but you had this last year. I said, yes. I said, and when this started again this year, I said, I started doing these exercises again. She said, and didn't you do them in between times? I said, oh no, I didn't see the need of it. Well, she said, if you'd have continued doing them, not perhaps every day, but continue doing them, is it? She said, you probably wouldn't be here now. Friends, you see, it's continuing in a thing. Dear soul, and you and I, we've got to continue in prayer. We've got to continue in prayer. What do we read there in Thessalonians 5? Pray without ceasing. You see, when you and I stop praying, like myself, you see, then you don't see the need of it. But the affliction comes back again, or it did with me. It comes back again. And my friend, and you know, you and I, sometimes we can get into this cold, lukewarm state and condition. Yeah. Oh, that the Lord might stir us up to a true, godly, gracious exercise before him. The words come to mind, as the eagle stirreth up his nest. Yeah, you see, the eagle, when it makes its nest, apparently it puts some thorns in the bottom.
Yes.
When though that chick or chicks, when they won't get out of the nest, but the eagle will come along and stir up the nest so that those thorns prick into those chicks. Then they're pleased to get out of it. Yes. And then they come out. Yes, dear soul. And that's how the Lord works.
Yes.
And some of us, perhaps we know a little of the Lord stirring us up to a greater exercise before him and diligence at the throne of grace. Oh, how we need stirring up. I often say my prayers, but do I ever pray? Do I ever pray? Yes, it's not the length of prayer. The prayer is not measured by the yard or the meter or the mile. And yet the time, it's the concise, the sincerity of it. Oh, the pureness of it. It's that comes out of the heart, wrung here, beaten out before the Lord at the throne of grace. That they bring unto thee pure oil olive. No, you and I don't like trials. Let's be honest. We'd rather be without them. But there's, when you and I get without trials, we get cold, we get indifferent, we go astray, we get into bypath meadow, we go wrong. But that the Lord might chasten us and bring us back. No chasing for the present seed, joys but grievance. Nevertheless, afterward it yielded the peaceful fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Yes, may you go. Yes, may we be stirred up to a real sincerity in prayer. Yes, again, it's not the volume. It's the sincerity. It's the pureness. It's that comes out of the heart. It's the pure oil olive. Yes, when I can no denial take whilst I plead for Jesus' sake. It's his name, it's his honour, his glory that's at stake. Yes, dear soul, blessed be his name. And he will, and he does, and he shall have all the honour, all the glory, and all the praise. That command the children of Israel. Yes, yes. That we may not settle down and rest on our knees. That we may, go to the Lord. May go to the Lord in prayer, in supplication. May come up to his house. Yes, we read, I think it's in Zechariah's prophecy, there's a chapter there, and they say, and we will also go with them. Yeah. Will you go? Yeah. And they shall go with him. I can't say at the moment, but his soul is there. You and I, Matt, that's real prayer. Prayer indicted by the Holy Spirit. Pray, let us close with this. Pray, thou canst or canst not pray, but pray with faith in Jesus' name. I leave a few thoughts. The Lord add his blessing. Amen. Close the morning service then by reading hymn number 901. 901. A godliness which feeds on form and lip devotion barren cheer will satisfy an earthly worm who learns to think and call it prayer, contented with the husky part, the moving lip and silent heart. O Lord, thy spirit's aiding part and fill me with devotion's fire. Create anew my waiting heart, and heavenly breathings there inspire. Bid heart and flesh cry out for thee, and thou my joyful portion be. Let incense smoking from my breast, in praise and prayer ascend thy hill, and where I rove or where I rest, do thou, O God, surround me still. My heavenly intercourse increase, till as a river flows my peace. Dear Lord, we do pray that thou make up where we so failed in our attempts to speak in thy name this morning. And we do pray, dear Lord, that thou graciously help us and meet with us this afternoon as we again endeavour to meet around thy word in this way, a separation, but we thank thee for the technology. Be with us. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.